Hello, everybody, and welcome to the UK Money Podcast. My name is Jason Mountford, and I'm really stoked that you are here with me on this first episode of the reboot, I guess, after over a year out of the game. I have to admit, I was a little nervous about coming back into this when I sort of let things peter out last, a year or so ago. I was quite embarrassed about sort of how that played out and my lack of communication and, the way I just sort of let it fall by the wayside. So when I decided to jump back into this and to get back into creating some really specific personal finance and investing content for you guys, I wasn't sure what the response was going to be. I wasn't sure if I was going to have been able to maintain the kind of credibility and relationship that I built up with all of you over that time. So it was really, really nice to see the messages that I got. A lot of messages of support on LinkedIn and in my email on YouTube and things, and that was really sort of put a fire in my belly and made me realize that no one probably cares as much as what I think they maybe did in my own head. And that's great. I'm really, really excited to be getting stuck back in, answering the questions that you have, covering things that are happening in the news and that sort of thing. So that's effectively what the next few weeks is going to be focused on. I got a really pleasing number of responses and emails in my inbox asking questions about what's happening in the world in the UK in finance terms and money terms at the moment, as well as just some sort of stories really of things that people have been going through and financial troubles that they've been having. And I'm really, really keen to get stuck into to answering those today. So we're definitely one of them today. For those of you who are watching this on YouTube, I'm just uploading these videos in full. So it's exactly the same audio and everything like that. But you may see that I am no longer in a conservatory. End of last year, we finally moved house and I've commandeered a bedroom for my office rather than the conservatory. So I am I'm a happy man. I've got my own space. I've got a door I can close. I've got just one window rather than 17,000 windows surrounding me in all angles. And as you know, with my hairline, it's good not to have, the less sources of reflection you can have, the better. So anyway, enough of that. Let's get stuck into this week's question, which has come through from Aaron. And Aaron has said that after coming out of a messy divorce and now being in £15,000 of debt and a bad low income of £34,000 a year, I'm currently running 3 credit cards on balance transfers with 0% interest. So any advice on this would be great to hear, but also any help on where to start investing once this has been paid off. So Aaron, thanks so much for sending that question through. I think the first thing we need to focus on is a few positives, a few things that you should be applauded for, right? Because it sounds like it's been a very, very challenging time for you. And, there's no way to avoid those challenges sometimes, but it's how you deal with them and how you come out the other side, really. So I think first off, you got through that divorce and, having known a lot of people and clients who've gone through that in the past, I really do know firsthand how difficult and how expensive that can be. Should be applauded for that. And hopefully this is the start of a new chapter where you can, really lay the foundations for a solid financial future. I think you've actually already started to do that, really, because the fact that you've managed to get all of your debt, especially all of that credit card debt, onto 0% interest is fantastic, right? That's always the advice that myself and anybody else gives, is about trying to reduce the interest that you pay on your debt as much as you can. You've done that. You're paying zero, which is great. And the third thing is that you realize that you need to set a plan up in place to improve things over the long term, which is really, really good as well. So obviously I've only got a little bit of information here about you, so I guess this is not sort of personal advice for you, but a few things to really think about, and in general the kind of things that I think people should consider when they're in a kind of situation like this. The trap that a lot of people will fall into is that they will start to pump every single pound they have into paying off that debt. And it's really understandable if you have some anxieties around debt, or if you've not been in debt before, or maybe you have been in debt before, or you grew up in a household where money was tight and debt was always a problem and that sort of thing. I can definitely understand the anxieties and the desire to just get that cleared as soon as possible. Obviously, it should be a really big focus. But the thing I always tell people to do is, first, before you do anything, is make sure you have an emergency fund in place. Now, That doesn't mean don't pay the minimums on your debt. You know, that's a given. You don't want the bailiffs around knocking on your door in the middle of the night or anything like that. So, you know, pay them enough to keep them off your back. But then set up an emergency fund. And, you know, the amount, you know, £1,000 is a fine place to start. If you can get that up to $2,000 or $3,000, even better. And that does a couple of things. Number one, it means that you're not going to be relying on credit cards for emergencies that do come up. Because if invariably what will happen otherwise is you will funnel every pound into paying off that debt, that credit card debt. You'll pay off some of it. Something will happen. You don't have a pot to piss in because all the money has just gone back to the company, to the lender, the credit card company. And so you just use that credit card for that debt and you're back at square one. And it creates this vicious cycle where you never have any leeway in your budget or any leeway in your financial situation. And therefore you're always constantly having to dip into those credit cards. And it's just a horrible cycle to get in. And that's that's even worse if you're in a situation where you don't have a 0% interest on that credit card. You know, as soon as interest starts racking up, then, you know, it just becomes harder and harder to dig yourself out of that hole. So when you have an emergency fund, that avoids that problem. So number one, from a really practical standpoint, it means that if something happens to you, you can continue to pay down your credit card. Your credit card is not going to fluctuate in line with what's happening in your day-to-day life. Dip into those savings a little bit, pay off the whatever it is you need to pay off, and then build that savings back up to where you want it to be, and then resume paying the extra off your credit card. So number one, definitely recommend doing that. Now, the second thing that does actually is it gives you a real sense of confidence, right? And anybody who's listened to episodes from me in the past, you'll know I'm not like a woo-woo, the secret, just dream about money and it'll magically fucking appear in your bank account. That's not me. But I do definitely see the way in which people feel about their money can impact the way that they go about their day-to-day life. And when you have some money in the bank, you're not as panicked or worried about short-term impacts to that. So, you know, if you're really, really struggling for cash, you've got debt up to your eyeballs, it's really easy to be walked over, whether that's a boss who's shitty, whether that's a roommate who's shitty, whether that's a partner who's shitty, whatever it is. If you can't afford to have any autonomy, or if you're relying too heavily on other people to help you afford your day-to-day life, you get forced into situations that are not nice. If you have your own money, if you have some emergency stash there, you can make decisions that are best for your long-term physical, mental, and financial health. If you've got a landlord who's just a fucking asshole, if you can afford to move, that can put you in a far better situation than just being forced to just put up with whatever they're making you put up with. So number one, emergency fund, that should be everyone's absolute non-negotiable. Okay, number two, so we've got an emergency fund. You got that that safety net there. The next thing is to obviously start paying off the credit cards, right? So again, minimums need to be met. That's always a given. But in this situation especially, I think the snowball method is really, really good. So there's really two different methods that you can apply to paying off debt like this. The first is sometimes called the avalanche method, where it's just like you pay a bit off everything. So if you had 300 quid spare a month, you would pay 100 off the three debts that you had. That's fine. But I think, again, it's harder to sort of keep that motivation if you're just seeing really incremental progress against all three of them. The way I prefer to do it is the snowball method, where you effectively look at all the debts you've got and start picking them off one by one, like a sniper or something. Just lost my train of thought there. So pick them off one-on-one like a sniper. Now, often the way that people will suggest you do this is by interest rate. So if you have, you know, obviously if you have one that is like 20% interest and one that is 4% interest, you want to pay off the 20% interest first. That makes sense. So that's fine. If you've got 0% interest like Aaron does, then another way to do it is just start with the smallest one. Because then what you're doing is you're building up some real momentum. You funnel all your savings into one for 6 months or 4 months or 10 months or however long it takes you. You knock that off, you get rid of it, and you're making some real progress. And it can feel really, really motivating to feel like you're really getting on top of your financial situation like that. So yeah, that's definitely what I suggest. The only sort of caveat I would have if you do have 0% interest is just to keep an eye on those time scales for those. So, you know, if you have one card that is ending, the interest-free period is ending sooner than another one, then, you know, you should look to be trying to clear that one as soon as possible, because if you're focusing on a, card B, which has a 2 years left of interest-free, and card A only has 3 months left of interest free, then after 3 months, that's going to start racking up interest. So keep an eye on, how much time you've got on those interest free periods. But yeah, I'm a big fan of just picking them off one by one, sniping them down, and just getting on top of it that way. And the last thing to mention on paying off debt is that it's kind of like anything to do with anything in life, really, like whether that's growing wealth, investing, your health and fitness. It's really hard to see the improvements on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, but they really add up. So, you know, if you're trying to drop a few pounds and you're losing like 10 grams a day, you don't notice that. But, you know, if you stay consistent with it, you look back in a year's time, you think, holy shit, I look totally different than what I looked back then. And that's exactly the same with this debt. You know, if you're, and you probably are in a situation where you can't afford to pay a heap off it, you know, maybe paying 2 grand a month off your debts, then it's going to probably look like the progress is fairly, fairly slow. And that's normal. But again, once you look back in a year, 18 months, you think, holy shit, I managed to clear a ton of that debt, even though it was like small amounts of time. And that's the other benefit of the snowball method as well, is that once you pay off the smaller one, then that minimum payment, you can then redirect into the next one, which means that gets paid off quicker, and so on and so forth. So in terms of the debt, that's definitely some things there to think of. But I think the other angle that I think a lot of people should be thinking about now is looking for ways to improve your career prospects. Now, I've started writing some articles as well, some weekly articles about various different things. And today, one of the things I talked about was the fact that I actually think the UK economy is starting to improve. We saw inflation has been coming down a lot. I think inflation next month is going to come down a significant amount. And there is a link in the show notes if you want to check out that article where I go into that in a bit more detail. But I think we're in a turning point. I'm an optimistic person by nature, and I think that by the end of this year, things will actually be starting to look a lot better than they have been for the UK economy. I think we're going to have seen at least one rate cut, maybe even two. And I think there's going to be some positivity around the place. Now is really the time to be thinking about what that means for your career. I know, you know, for a lot of people, it's been kind of a fairly stagnant period in the last year or two. People have been sort of, companies haven't been, you know, hiring at a great rate. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, budgets being cut and things like that. But I think there's going to, once rates start to come down, that wheel will start to turn. Now, it's not going to be, you know, the roaring 20s or anything like that, but I do think we're going to start to see a little bit more optimism and a little bit more growth coming into the economy. And actually next year, the IMF is projecting the UK to be, I think it was third in the G7 in terms of economic growth. And there's only seven countries in that, so there's not like, you know, we're not talking crazy amounts of growth here, but still it's positive. And so now I think is the time to be positioning yourself for those kinds of, for when the wheel starts to turn. So, you know, I would definitely be looking at ways to either, you know, take on some additional education. There's tons of free stuff you can do, even certifications from, you know, from Google, from IBM, from HubSpot, from, you know, tons of different companies that offer legitimate certifications and training programs and things that cost very, very little or are free. That can make you look more employable. That can improve your prospects in your existing work. And also be looking for those opportunities within your existing companies as well. You know, companies love to pay for educational things that are educational for you, that improve the skills of their workforce. And I think now's a really good time to kind of double down on those things so that, you know, by the end of this year, start of next year, you've got some really good feathers in your cap that you can add to your CV and start looking to improve your income. Because, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what your financial goals are or your financial problems are, improving your income is the biggest lever that you can pull. So that's definitely something to be thinking about as well. And then the last thing really to touch on for your question, Aaron, was around also any help on where to start investing once this is paid off. Now, you know, I think it's awesome that you're sort of thinking that far ahead, that you're thinking that you want to be directing some money into investments. I think that's fantastic. But I think the most important thing now is looking at the debt and focusing on the patterns that will help get that paid off as quick as possible. Because it's that habit and that behavior that's the hard thing. You know, setting 100 quid, 200 quid, 500 quid, whatever the amount is, setting an amount aside that goes into something that you don't see again, whether that's debt, whether that's investments, it's not going into something tangible that you can play with or, you know, watch or, I don't know, whatever, eat. it's money that's kind of disappearing into the ether, right? And I think that's the thing that's really important to get comfortable with. Because once you've cleared off that debt, if you've got a habit of putting 200 quid into the ether, then all you have to do is change the direct debit from direct debit into a credit card to direct debit into an investment account. And really nothing changes for your life, except that you're on a much better trajectory for your long-term wealth. So I think number one is just getting that habit in place and focusing on that. And the reason why I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer about the investment side of things, but I think it's kind of wasted energy at the moment. One, because it's better just to tackle one problem at a time, in my opinion. But also, secondly, like, I don't know how long it's going to take you to pay that debt off. I don't know what your expenses are like. It might take you 4 years to pay that off, or 3 years, or 7 years. And especially with a new government coming in, you know, we don't really know what things are going to look like, you know, what ISA allowances are going to look like, what limits are going to look like, that sort of thing. So, you know, whilst it's definitely no harm in sort of learning about investments in general and understanding a bit more how the stock market works and that sort of thing, you know, I wouldn't get too bogged down about kind of what investment app to use or which wrapper to use or anything like that, because, you know, the rules do change. The rules do change all the time. But, you know, all in all, I think you're on the right track, and it's just about really kind of focusing on your goals one at a time, knocking off those debts, and then you'll be in a fantastic position to be able to sort of grow your wealth and look to the future. So guys, that is the episode for today. I'm going to call it there. I'm going to ease myself into this. I'm not used to speaking for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour off the cuff like I used to before. So, you know, hopefully that's been of benefit to you anyway. There's going to be plenty of more stuff up on the horizon. As I said, I would really love to hear from you if you have any questions, whether it's about, you know, a situation that you're in, whether it's about the tax rules, whether it's about, you know, in investing news that's happening in the UK and that sort of thing. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of that coming up, right? Like, we've got an election coming up. There's going to be a couple of interesting budgets this year. So, you know, definitely hit me up. I'm really keen to hear what is important to you. As I said, I'm writing articles on a weekly basis. Sometimes I'm going to be doing two a week, and you can find the link to that in the show notes. But if you do have any questions, feel free to just reach out to me at jason@jasonmountford.com. As I say, I'm really stoked to be back. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to you next week.